All right, happy Sunday, everybody. I'm Ray Flanagan. I've been part of Drew since the beginning, pretty much. I had the pleasure of speaking with Mr. Fred Fox yesterday. Is that you over there, Fred? I can't see with these bright lights. Nice to see you. All right. Yeah. Yeah, when I try to write these, I try to make them more of a reflection of whatever conversation we have that day, because trying to sum up someone's life that you met and talked to for 2 hours is not really a feasible thing to do. Very fascinating man to talk to. Fred was born in West Virginia, and all this is in the song. I don't need to go run down the lyrics here, but... I call this song The Ricochet because one of the first things he said was that he grew up on the east side of Cleveland and he got shot and stabbed before he ever went in the service. There was an altercation between a domestic dispute in a local bar and that he caught the ricochet. And then I was kind of thinking about, I didn't think about this till after I was done writing it, but the ricochet, I had a different title and I was like, it's kind of like getting drafted is a little bit like getting caught in the ricochet. You know, one day you're a normal teenage boy, young man, and then the next day you're getting sent to this other place and seeing all these things. But another thing outside of his service is I felt that I gathered that he loved his wife Donna very much of 49 and a half years. She passed 3 years ago. When I asked Fred what he was doing now, he said I'm just trying to get my house together. And I was like, man, me too, you know? So, and there's also a funny phrase in here, buku diki dao. I'm sure a lot of you vets know that phrase, but I learned it. It's sort of a bastardized French term that means very crazy that the Vietnamese would say at the American GIs. But life's kind of buku diki dao sometimes. So this is The Ricochet. Thank you for your service, and thank you for being here, Fred.